Proclamation number 3243 of 3rd of September, 1944. Blessing of prayer. Power from God. This is the power of prayer, that you connect with God and thereby open your heart to receive strength. You enter the bridge to Him, and He comes to meet you, and He distributes what you lack, what you can only receive from Him. Strength from God. For you need this, and it can only be supplied to you if you request it, if you acknowledge God through prayer. For through prayer you prove your faith in Him, in His might and His love, otherwise you would not pray to Him. And faith is the first prerequisite for God's strength to flow to you and become effective, for only by believing in Him and His might and love do you open yourselves to the influx of His strength and thus consciously receive it. You do not resist it, and your soul will feel this strength as stimulation, as striving for perfection. This is the blessing of prayer, even if it is an earthly request which God does not fulfill for the sake of the soul's salvation. The soul nevertheless benefits from the strength which arises from the connection with God. It benefits its spiritual progress, for every connection with God carries its blessing within itself, not always outwardly recognizable but beneficially felt by the soul. As soon as an earthly child prays, it has escaped the power of God's adversary. A praying person is seized by God's love and is under His protection. A praying person is humble and therefore also receives grace, for if the person is arrogant, he does not pray, or his prayer is formal without deep feeling. For right prayer involves humility of heart, the admission of weakness and submission to God's will. But God gives His grace to the humble. And being in God's grace must result in spiritual success for the soul, for receiving grace always means being certain of God's help which he needs for his ascent. As soon as the human being prays, he reduces the distance between himself and God, he draws closer to Him and God does not withdraw from him. He bends towards the child, pleading with him full of love, and every approach to God strengthens the soul because strength radiates from God to the being which desires such. And that is why prayer is the first thing to be able to mature spiritually. The conscious contact with God is an unconscious profession of faith, and the believing human being can constantly be certain of God's help, even if the help is offered to him in a different form than he desired. But prayer never has no effect on the soul, because it will always receive strength from God, without which the human being can never mature, and because this strength is the most exquisite good that can be conveyed to the human being on earth, it nevertheless provides him with the spiritual maturity which is absolutely necessary for eternal life. Amen.